Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 22nd, 2019, at 1:30 p.m. And we'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin today with an indication led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this governing body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Good morning, the side of the nation's pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda as we get out of order today. County Commissioner, item A is consider possibly approve a resolution for Elizabeth Park. Item B is consider possibly approve proclamation for soil and water sewage week. And item H is consider possibly approve proclamation for national travel and tourism. So have a motion on the back.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Ms. Park, if you'll come forward, we have a resolution. Serene, you can stand right behind the counter where we can hear you. It says, whereas Elizabeth Park has devoted 30 years of her life to the service of judges and citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the District and County Court of Jefferson County, whereas Elizabeth Park served admirably in the position as official court reporter at the 279th District Court for the late Judge Robert Walker, the late Judge Tom Mulvaney, Judge Rick Williams, and in the County Court at Law Number 2, the late Judge Luby Flores, Judge Corey Crenshaw, and presiding Judge Terrence Holmes of Jefferson County. Whereas Elizabeth Park has dedicated her talents and services to reporting the court proceedings, transcribing the records, and various tasks requested by the judiciary. Whereas Elizabeth Park is loved and will be sorely missed by her co-workers, I therefore be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County hereby honor and commend Elizabeth Park for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Is there anything you'd like to say? Anybody you'd like to introduce?
Okay, I've got my family. I've got my husband, Tom Parks, my sister, Daphne Fuller, my eldest son, Lonnie Parks, my middle son, Wesley Parks, and of course, my office that I now work for, Melanie Smith, Tina Bidwell, and of course, Honorable Judge Terrence Holmes. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well,
it's a great place to work.
30 years since you've done the citizens a great service, and I know that you're going to be missed. What do you plan on doing in your retirement?
Well, we're going to travel a little bit. We're just going to go see grandbabies. And that's about it. Just take care of my home, be home for a while.
Well, we wish you all the best. And we have a flag and a certificate. A flag that is flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse. Read this proclamation, which reads, whereas fertile soil and clean water provide us with our daily sustenance, and effective conservation practices have helped provide us a good standard of living, whereas our security depends upon healthy soil and clean water, whereas stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County is hereby proclaim April 28th, May 5th, 2019 is Soil and Water Stewardship Week in the state of Texas, and urge all citizens to celebrate this special observance. And further, to reflect on the ways that together we can contribute to a healthy environment, make Texas an even greater place to live, work, and raise a family. Back by the members of the Commissioners Board. Could you introduce yourself, please, sir?
I'm Jim Smith. I serve on the Coastal Soil and Water Conservation District, 432. Commissioners, I appreciate the opportunity to come speak to you. I had debated how to start this speech, but since you started with the word of prayer, I'm going to start with this. That God took clay, molded man, and breathed the breath of life, so we all have a tie to the soil. What is soil? It's not dirt. My Roman teacher in the Indian, one of the first things he said, what is dirt? That's what's under your fingernails. What is soil? Healthy soils are alive with complex communities of bacteria, fungi, algae, protozoa, nematodes, plants, and animals. Healthy soils. We have changed our practices in agriculture because we remember that. I'm not old enough, but I have read about the Dust Bowl. I think we all have read about the Dust Bowl. And since then, we've changed our practices down in the no-till, which is minimal till, where you go in and you just plant the crop without disturbing the ground again. We have planted strips around lakes and rivers to keep the cattle from going in, keep erosion down. So healthy soils, we need healthy soils to continue to sustain life because it creates oxygen and for our and healthy food, maintain a healthy food supply. Thank you for your time. I appreciate your attention.
Thank you. Yeah. Is there anyone here on behalf of the tourism, National Travel and Tourism? $11,390. $1,392.50 to Gadby Inc., DBA Alabama General Contractor for repair of hangar two at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Execute, receive, file final payment application number 21, reflecting a decrease of $4,150 for opponent control contingency funds not utilized, bringing the total contract from $232,000 down to $227,850. I need a motion on those items under purchase. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinnabell. Any discussion?
I have a question, Judge, on a couple of, and I guess it would be, this is the last two you just read. Could the engineer or somebody tell me who certified the completion?
Who's the engineers?
What engineers?
Pitts and Shipping.
Pitts and Shipping certified?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind, would you please submit that with us so we can have that with no?
Yes, sir.
Because I like to keep a record of that. That would be a question on there. That's the only question I have. And just as an addendum.
Yeah, I just saw that. Item F is considered approved bid due date extension for 9B Ford Field Concession Stand from 11 a.m. Central Time to April 23rd, 2019, to 11 a.m. Central Time to May 7th, 2019. Y'all will include that in your motion and your second, Commissioner Weaver, and Sinnabell.
I'll make my motion to include that.
Second.
I had a question on that one, and the question is, you know, I went back and looked when it was expanding the time. Working on something with Dawn and just a little bit ago. I noticed, and it might be a misprint, on the website, it says it's going to the beach. Is it not coming to us at the county?
The bid?
Oh, no. To access the actual specs.
Okay.
It's through the beach, and of course, we issue the addendums on the website.
And everything is being submitted to
submitted
us?
Submitted to purchasing, yes.
Okay.
Yes, Commissioner.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That is unanimous. We have the county auditor item A, consider approved budget transfer from traditional cost for extra help in the amount of $14,739. And B, consider approved budget transfer road bridge precinct 4, additional cost for travel in the amount of $3,000. Item C is received file. Financial operating statements for the month ending March 31st, 2019. Item D is regular county bill check number 458194 through 458610. The motion on those items under auditing.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinnabell.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. I thought there were budget hearings on the constable's additional extra help. We were giving them all the same amount of money.
We were, but per the letter we got, they had a reduction in personnel. Their part-time deputy accepted a full-time position, and also I think they have somebody on family medical leave.
Very good. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? County commissioners, we've done items A, B, and H. Item C is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Groveville repairs and streets in precinct 2. Item D is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Fort Ottawa for repairs of streets in precinct 2. Item E is to receive and file executed interlocal between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland for repair of streets in precinct 2. Item F is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Fort Nathan for repair of streets in precinct 2. And item G is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 for repair of streets on levees in precinct 2. Motion on those items under county commissioners.
Moved
by Commissioner Weaver. Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under engineering, we have two items. Item A is execute receipt and file utility permit number 04-U-19 to STP Solutions. Solutions LLC replacing the fiber optics for Entergy. State Highway 365 in Sour Lake along over on Nome Road, and that's located precinct 1. And B is consider and possibly approve track 3A, track 3B, and 3C of the 16.197 acres of land replat as part of tracks 3 and 4 J.J. Burrell Estate partition in the Bennett Blackman Survey, abstract number 3 in Jefferson County, located on FM Highway 365 in precinct 3. Plants in the city of Port Arthur, extraterritorial jurisdiction, has been approved by the city of Port Arthur Planning and Zoning Department and met all of the county's planning requirements. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Wood. Any discussion?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Judge. I visited with engineering about this last week, and I thought we had a solution to this, but I'm not sure. Don, this is one we had questions about the legality of the county having that right of way, whether it was actually the city's, since they had annexed that area. And Pepe and Gabe, I think we had a conversation about it, trying to find the paperwork on it to substantiate the fact that they had legally annexed it and it was not to be found anywhere. So what do we stand in granting this permit? I mean, do we still require us to grant it versus the city if it's
Yes, sir, since we cannot find any legality for them having it and they're refusing to accept anything on the permit, it left it up to us to approve the permit. And
if we indeed find out that they did annex it, which they declared that they had several months ago, is this no void permit, or how does this work?
Well, the only way we have of knowing that it's strictly their word that they did it, there's nothing of record. And so if they did it, they didn't do it properly, and so it still belongs to us.
What if we don't want it?
Well, we don't have a choice.
They emphatically told me that it was theirs, that virtually eliminated all of our responsibilities. And that they had filed it, and they said their records got wet and destroyed during Hurricane Parker, is what I was told.
Don't they supposed to have backup for that?
It should have been filed in the court. It was never filed, and they can't find anything either. I can bleed for them, but legally we don't have a choice but to do it.
Unless
they want to go back and redo everything that they say they've done, but we can't find records for it.
Could we put this on hold until we get some clarity? Because you're bringing something that really can mess some things up.
I just don't know if this is a legal option for us, if in fact they did what they say they did.
I don't mind.
They've been getting the revenues from Entergy for a long time from the right-of-way franchise that they annexed. That's the reason they did it, to get the...
And that's what I'm saying. I feel you all the way. Before we do that, we might need to let our legal look at this before we go accepting. What do you think?
I think we should. I just don't want us to get in off the waters that we can't get out of.
Okay, we'll take item A and table it until next week. We've got a motion on item B.
Yes, sir.
I'll amend
my motion to accept only item B.
Gotcha. Very good. All right. On item B, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I have one item on the green contract. To consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to about 45 days for Phil Patrol, Community Supervision of Corrections Employee Bridge. To retire. And I have a motion on that.
Moved
by Commissioner Williams. Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Can we move to do that? Hey, Joe. We got some
Carrie, you put this on here?
Yes, sir.
It's for what purpose?
We have an employee of that department that is currently hospitalized and undergoing significant treatment.
and we're just trying to make sure we have all our ducks in a row. It appears as though the timeframe in order to allow that person to retire was going to take a little bit longer than the 10 days that department head grant under policy, and that's the reason we put it on.
We're doing this in accordance with all the other extensions that we granted for everybody else.
Extensions? Yes, sir. It's specific. The bridge of retirement is specifically one of the items mentioned in our leave without pay policy.
Okay. Any other discussion?
That's good.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, exactly. Unanimously, that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court would bring to the attention of the public about our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.
Steve?
Yeah.